any words. Huh? But this thing means something to me. Yeah. It means something to me.
Texans Huddle is brought to you by Houston Community College. Start here. Go anywhere. Texans Huddle is also brought to you in part by Amegy Bank. Amegy Bank of Texas is proud to be the official bank of the Houston Texans. MD Anderson. MD Anderson. Making cancer history. Texas Emergency Care Center. In network. In your neighborhood. In case of emergency. Ready or not, we are. And by Texas Lottery. Play the Houston Texans scratch-off game today for a chance to win big.
Well, that was just a snippet from Ryan Fitzpatrick's emotional pregame speech. Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer. And Mark, boy, that was one of the most emotional pregame speeches I've ever seen. And, of course, it did help the Houston Texans to the big victory against the Bills.
And all the guys seem to feed off of it, Patty. In fact, the video on HoustonTexans.com is the most viewed video in the history of the website. You'll see more of it in just a moment. And it began a day in which the Texans did a lot of things not the way they wanted, okay? I mean, running game, et cetera, did not work out well, but it all worked out well in the end as the Texans were victorious.
They absolutely were, and right now let's check out the rest of Ryan's speech as well as all the highlights from the big victory against the Buffalo Bills in this week's Texans Rewind.
I'm not a man of many words, huh? But this thing means something to me. Yeah. It means something to me. Yeah. So if you care about me, if you want to know how to play today, look to me. Every play, look to me. Yeah. I will lead you to a win. Texas on 3-1-2.
Got one-on-one coverage both to Andre Johnson and Hopkins at the top.
Fitzpatrick gets the snap. Stepping up, firing downfield right to Hopkins. Has the catch inside the five. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Houston. Manuel puts the leg down. Gets the snap. Quick throw. And picked off Watt to his left. 30, 35, 40, the 50. Watt's going to go all the way. The 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. J.J. Watt. Pick 6.
Unbelievable.
Here's Leckler just getting the punt away. As Jackson will let it bounce at the 5, it takes a bounce at the 1, and is this one down this time at the 1-yard line?
Yes, yes.
Andre Howe with the sensational special teams play, keeping the ball from going in the end zone. Leckler with the hold, 55-yard kick, right hash mark. Snap is down, Randy's kick on the way, has the leg, and it's good! Randy Bullock, a career-long 55-yard field goal. Jackson to the backfield with Manuel, puts the leg down, gets the snap. Manuel, Watt gets there late, Manuel throwing downfield, and it's picked off at the 16-yard line. The Texans get the pick. Darryl Morris with the interception to end the threat and end the game.
We can get everybody clicking, all three phases, playing the way that we need to play, to the standard that we're looking for, then we got a hell of a shot now. But we got to do better in all three phases, okay? Great team win. Awesome. Let's have a good day tomorrow. Review this stuff, okay? Let's get a good day off on Tuesday. Wednesday, let's get back to work. We got a big game. Nothing needs to be said. All right, give a lot of credit to Buffalo today. They played their tails off too. But we got to get in here and go to work tomorrow and get ready for a big game. And you know where it is, guys. Great team win. Break it down.
Let's do it. Texans on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Texans.
And I think there's one play in there that's worth noting and maybe elaborating on just a little bit more.
Which one could that be, Patty? The HCC play of the week, and it's brought to you by HCC. Start here, go anywhere. How about start here with a pick and go 80 yards for the touchdown, J.J. Watt. Phenomenal stuff.
Yeah, and actually, it didn't just end there. Everybody talked about it that day. Everybody talked about it all week. And then later in the week, J.J. was named AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
And rightfully so, Patty. I mean, he's phenomenal. He's been having a great season. Some of the talk radio stations in town talking about MVP possibilities. All right, let's tap the brakes a little bit on that. We're four games into the season, but great start for him and a really good start for the Texans. And like we said, not the prettiest game in the world. They still had a couple of turnovers, three of them actually, and lost the turnover battle but won the game. They couldn't run it 3 feet. I mean, they were going backwards for much of the day. But the important thing, Patty, is they found a way to win. Watts pick six. Fitzpatrick got it going, short passing game, and hit a nice one to DeAndre Hopkins, of course, like you saw. And it all added up to a victory. And they might have to put together some wins like this. Tape, glue, spit, whatever, assemble a victory.
Yeah, and J.J. always humble about it. In fact, on the same day that he received the award, he bought his mother a brand new car for her birthday. But he always stays humble and was happy to accept the award.
I think it's pretty neat, but I, with awards and all those types of things, and it's one of those things where you let the media and the analysts and the people who decide those things decide them. My philosophy is you go out there and you play as hard as you can, you practice as hard as you can, you put the best product on the field, and then you let people decide those things.
Well, Mark, I think at this point J.J. Watt could just run for president and you wouldn't get any objections.
I fully expect that, Patty. I mean, not yet, okay? Let's play another decade before that happens, but what an amazing player, and as Coach O'Brien said, has such a positive effect on the rest of his teammates in the community. And they like the way this thing is gelling so far, chemistry-wise. But you can just hear it in O'Brien's voice and the rest of the coaching staff. They know they need to play better moving forward. So there's a lot of room for improvement, and they're going to do what it takes to improve.
Well, and moving forward, we'll be against the Dallas Cowboys. And after this timeout, we will talk Dallas Cowboys as well as visit with Jonathan Joseph. Stay with us.